The Star newspapers actually pointed out that there have been booming sales in the hair department since lockdown began. With salons closed, many people have had to maintain their own hair. And Tsakho, that sounds easier than it actually is. The reason you don't know it is because you've taken a shortcut.
No cut at all in my case. It's just plain.
But that's what I call low maintenance. Yeah. But of course, for those of us who've had to do this all by ourselves at home since the beginning of lockdown, it's had benefits for certain companies like Native Child. They've been marketing their natural hair products during this time. And Sonto Poe is the founder of Native Child. She joins us on the line now. Sonto, good afternoon, and thank you very much for being with us today. I believe the demand for your products has grown drastically during lockdown.
Oh, absolutely. We are completely overwhelmed and overjoyed by what's happening right now.
So this is great news for you. What are the products that you're selling that are available for purchase right now?
So we have everything from hair care to body care. We don't only focus on hair care, but our products are also for personal hygiene, you know, from soaps, we've got hair growth oils, we've got shampoos, we've got, you know, everything, the whole range. And so as people have been restricted in terms of their movement, they've looked online to get their necessities. And this is how we've managed to grow, while other companies, unfortunately, have had, you know, a negative effect.
Yes, but I think it's very clever that you've made that shift in response to what people are able to do right now in terms of purchasing. I believe you're selling a plant-based range. Is that right?
Correct. That is correct. So that's our key differentiator, that we sell plant-based products.
Right. But what are the difficulties involved in getting access to all the ingredients that are required to manufacture your specific products?
I'm not going to lie. It's been a challenge, you know, some things that you usually turn around time was maybe a month has now pushed to 2.5 months to 3 months. Fortunately, we were in a position to always, like I'm always planning ahead in terms of stock. But it has been a bit of a challenge and scary at points, you know, where we felt like, oh, no, this is not going to come on time. Because we had projected based on our previous, expectation in terms of customer interest. But obviously, right now, I think our sales have kind of increased by almost five times, you know, what we normally used to getting.
That really is fantastic. I mean, hairstyling may seem simple on the face of it, but it's really very specialized, as you would know. How much have people learned to cope in the absence of a hairstylist's assistance during this lockdown, Sonto?
Panic is all I can say. Everyone has been panicking. The amount of inquiries has been incredible, because all of a sudden, you know, you have to now take care of it. And no one wants to get out of lockdown looking like a hobo. So we've had additional staff members to actually deal with the amount of inquiries of how to, where do I start? How do I do this? What product should I use for this problem, you know? Which I think in a way has been good, because it's allowing, I'm going to say women, because they're the main ones that have been, calling and inquiring, to have a relationship with their hair. Because all of a sudden now they need to figure it out, which is, I think, is a good thing.
Yes. I think you need to start online tutorials possibly as well.
We in fact have been doing it. Oh, so if you go to our Facebook page, you go to our Instagram page, you go to our YouTube channel. So we have been referring people to just go scroll back, scroll up, go back to a few of our posts. You'll see how to do this, you'll see how to do that. But I feel like at this point, the work, I think, has just intensified, just because so many people now all of a sudden have to kind of figure things out on their own.
Yes. Do you think this is going to remain the trend after lockdown, Sonto, or do you think people are going to flood back into salons?
I don't know. I think there will be people who feel empowered after this, you know, who feel like, you know, I have been kind of maybe wasting time. It wasn't necessary to go every week. Maybe now I can go just once a month. But there will be those who just feel hopeless and helpless. I think it just depends on the individual. But I do feel like some people will continue because there are some things that are just not necessary, like a wash. You can do a wash at home. You don't need to go to a hair salon to do a wash. I mean, it's nice and easy and simple. But I think for more technical things, then you can then maybe go to a hair salon. But, I mean, we have been even training people to help them understand that there are simple ways of styling and taking care of your hair without feeling like completely overwhelmed. So I feel like it's been a good bonding experience between the individual and the hair.
So it's lovely chatting to you. Thank you so much for filling us in on what's going on in your industry and in your business in particular. Santu Boe, founder of Native Child.
Joanne Joseph, wrapping up your day.
I want to take some of your calls right now at 6 minutes to 5 on the program. Zama in Lanesia South is on the line to us. Hi there, Zama.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, thanks, Zama. What's on your mind this evening?
Joanne, in 2010, my daughter went missing in KZN.
Gosh.
Her missing involved the death of other 11 people, which were comprised of 8 kids and 3 adults. To date, that case has no one has taken care of it, nor of what caused fire in that place, nor of what happened to my daughter. And what is painful in this whole thing is that a social worker that was working for the Newcastle Department of Social Development was part of the deal of the missing of my child, but I'm not getting help. So I'm not having closure. The reason for this call is that anyone who might be willing to assist me in a fundraising campaign, which I will use the fundraising sites to fundraise and get closure of what happened to my child, I need help because I don't even have a smartphone of starting those campaigns. Because I was failed by the police, I said, let me use the private investigation route. And I don't have money for that. It's been 10 years waiting for the police in Newcastle, but no one is coming to my aid. No one wants to listen, even to me, what happened in this whole thing. They told me my daughter has been burnt into ashes, whereas they know very well that the person who took this child is the one who killed those 11 people there.
So I must first of all say to you, my heart really breaks for you. I'm so sorry to hear about what your daughter went through and what you have been through as a mom waiting for answers. It really breaks my heart to listen to this. But Zama, I'm going to give you a moment just to catch your breath. I do have some questions for you, but I don't think now is the right time to proceed with them because I can hear you. You're very emotional right now, and this is a pain that you've been nursing for a whole decade, and I can fully understand why. What we will do is off air, we will have a discussion with Zama. We will find out exactly the circumstances of this case. I mean, it doesn't really ring a bell to me right now. I need to go back and I need to read about it and read the context of it and see whether it even made it into the media, into mainstream media, and what we know about the case so far. And then perhaps we can start following up with the police and other entities. But what a heartbreaking call to get from Zama. Her daughter, she says, went missing in 2010. She was apparently died in a fire. That's what we have been able to establish. But she goes on to say that nothing has been done about it, and she's desperately looking for help from a private investigator. I don't know if there are any of you out there who might be in a position to help her, who are established people in this industry and would be prepared to help a mother who lost her daughter in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. Please give us a call, but we will also follow this up with further investigation and we'll feed back to you what we've learned.